Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for anybody who wants to get better, to anybody who basically wants to get out of the space that they're stuck in, who basically feels that they're trapped and wants to break out of that thing with both hands. Good people, you are listening to I'm co-host Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is the one and only Organic OK, and you're listening to Organic Pimpin' through the ingredients to embody my soul. Now, this show. This show is about finding the way to push and pump yourself to all its wonders, all its possibility. People have such a limited, narrow-minded view when they think of the word pimping and whatever. Now, this show is about more than that. This show is basically about finding every single way to push your untapped potential, to make sure you're firing on all cylinders. You can be what you want. You can push
it. Hold on a second, please. I need to step in for a moment if I can free my space of opportunities to highlight, hey, I care about the change. I care about the experience and ability. And one of my tasks that's coming up as a little lag is how I was able to see my space of freedom. And to see your space of freedom, I shouldn't be compromised by you seeing your space of freedom, society. But as my coach is saying, I'd like to finish what you're saying, sir.
All right. You can be a superstar. You can basically shine as bright as you possibly be the brightest star in the
city. Stop right there, sir. You're going so far in people's fantasies where you're becoming a slave. Don't be a slave in helping people be free. Be unfreeable to be molested in slavery of opponents where freedom is actually a space where we can truly enhance. Truly enhance. Think about your magical moments. The most magical moment you ever had in life was that connecting to others. Think about that. Truly, think about what that means. You get to the point where you're so locked into freeing somebody where the freedom have never been offered to the oppositional task of solution of caring in that life have never truly lie to the truth. But life spends so much time allowing people to lie from a position of the truth. And that's a bad thing. The truth is, it's always been what it was. What happens quite often, society and positions of different people in different social class, they allow the cultural to be elements of like a pyramid, because the land that it stands on and the message where it's coming from, it's transparency of regardless of the language you're speaking, that should be the answer to the solution. If you're doing the exact same thing, have the exact same ability, have the exact same desire, why am I compromised from the language that I'm speaking, but the actual action that I'm translating? It's actually the magic that makes the language actually have the actual, you know what I mean, like residual wealth. And then you try to compromise that because I don't speak the language and you're allowed to lie. My language and say that's the truth, because the truth is always the truth. And so what I'm trying to explain to you, society, you know, regardless of what part of the world that I've been raised in, does not mean that the truth should have to be compromised because I have not touched the cross-contamination, touched the dirty laundry of what you actually bring to the table. But I'm actually clearing and just saying, hey, I just want to deal with your brand new clothes and I put those things on. That's really what everybody's supposed to be coming from. You come to a store, going to a store at a mall, are you looking to buy brand new clothes or are you looking to buy used clothes? Think about that.
No, you want new clothes. I mean, you want something fresh. I mean, you don't, unless you're
okay,
like in some broke scrub, you know, kind of.
Okay, one of the things I'm trying to get you to understand is you're saying some powerful words. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is, in the powerful words you say, just give me a highlighted moment so I can translate that and you can just add to that. Don't go overboard and just drown the word so people can't get it. That's what I'm saying. One of the elements, you said it, but take the time to understand what I'm saying so the impact of what the message is is more detail in experience, right? So that's what organic pimping is about. It's about detail in experience that's bringing people to understand these things, right? So think about this. You go to a high-end restaurant, right? Normally, a lot of high-end restaurants, they got less quality people doing high-quality things. And then you wonder why a lot of these things that people have never been to, right? For example, some people have never been to a high-quality restaurant, right? And they fantasize what it is, but the people just average, you know, and that's one of the things that makes the, it's like, hold on a second, these people average. You tell this, it's a biased, superficial setup, right? So often they tell people far as, you know, this is what I see. I've seen, you know, job settings, right, where they tell a person that you know, you should wear these outfits, and you see other people that don't have to wear the same stuff because you're allowing this to be the wealth and this supposed to be the actual ability and the craft. But really, when I was told, when I started off, you know, in my life, you know, one of the things I kind of find out, and it's a funny thing, but at the same time, it's actually a part of life. I've ran into so many types of people, right? And one of the things I've run into is so many people that try to pleasureize, try to tell me things so I can see this contaminated thing is almost like a waste field, right? You know how you're a waste field, you see all the trash, you see seagulls, you see birds and things, and it smells, right?
It's a ghastly thing. Horrible.
Yeah,
so glad you're picking that up, so glad you're doing something about that. You are.
Yeah, I appreciate it. But the message I'm getting onto the actual platform is, it's only people that they try to, if they see me, society, they like to go out their way to undermine me, because as I'm who I am, society wants to figure out ways to undermine me collectively, and people that collectively look like me, collectively have must understand these things. It's about, we try to collectively appreciate, right? But guess what happens? Imagine you're tired and you go through all your oppositional things. That's what people want you to do. People want you to emotionally be in place when they're emotionally draining. Imagine you're a parent, right? And you had 17 kids. Right?
17? You're 17? I mean, I don't think even Mormons have that many. Like a damn rabbit. You know,
that's very funny, sir. And it's very funny and it's very offensive at the same time. Now, this is the thing. Imagine all those kids that you had. Imagine not one of those kids was yours, but you was taking care of the kids like they were yours.
Ugh. Okay. Hey, what's your point?
He started to feel something. So imagine this. Imagine that all those kids you took care of, they had all the personalities of all the parents that didn't like you, and they would, every time they talk to the kids, they always would undermine you, matching those components, right? And what they're trying to do is, in that system, is they're trying to operate this system in a way, depending on the parents, right? Because they would operate the system saying, well, why is this kid trying to, I mean, this guy, because depending on, you know, sometimes, people, you can be similar to the person's age, and people, it's funny how you can be similar to someone's age, raise kids, and people start to look at you like you were their kid, because that's how, it's weird on people, some people's mind states. But the point I'm making here, I'm getting to this really quick, because this became longer conversation than I know some of y'all want to hear. Now, at this point, when you start becoming more successful in what you're doing, than the actual results of the people biologically attached to them. Then, at that point in time, then you have a different result. You have a different response, a different responsibility, because what happens is so many people, you're trying to juggle them from the position and the compromising bias and bigotness of what they're trying to put into your mind setting of what you're trying to, you know, as a leader. So many things you're trying to understand about a person, understand properly how to lead, right? Now, truly to lead them and not compromise them from what you're actually experiencing is things that need to be evolved, right? So when these things evolve and be successful, then you start to see how what your message and what you're learning have not been compromised, and what you're teaching have not been delayed in compromising the learners that they need to learn for their actual life, right? They said, man, where are your people from, man? Do you look like this? You look like that. Here's this conversation, right? And I say, yeah, I'm partially from Africa, right? They said, yeah, what part of Africa? I said, yeah. Now, it's crazy because people are always asking me the question. This is what they don't want to answer. When I ask them that question, they don't want to answer. What's that about, Tom, dude?
Well, I'll tell you this much. I don't have a tattoo. I've got a fear of needles at any point.
Stop.
I mean, I don't think about shots.
Stop. You're not understanding my message.
No, I understand your message. I mean, look, I think the persecution.
Let me tell you, you're not understanding what I mean. Everyone, I'm explaining to him because he's not understanding what I'm saying. When I say my tattoos, he never seen no tattoo that he thinks that is. And tattoo is referencing to my skin. My color, my skin is a tattoo. It's a natural essence of my life. My skin complexion, that's a tattoo. So I don't want you to rant in something that people thinking like tattoos. No, I'm talking about the original tattoo of my actual. What is the most powerful thing on my it was my skin, right?
Indeed.
Right? It
links
to my organs, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you've got a certain kind of color, you take it with you wherever you go. It's a mark. It's a sign. And people are going to react to it.
I don't want you to water it down from some other superficial culture thing that you tend to do. This is the thing, as I navigate talking to people, one of the things I get, this is what I get, society, I get this thing. When I talk to most people, they always trying to water down my experiences as I'm living, right? And then they try to, on a bigger scale, they try to limit my understanding on how they are actually, you know, actually inheriting, you know, this kind of setup system where they're getting this system in place that what I'm talking about, and it's like, oh, you're trying to get the actual, you know, bone marrow of this, and then act like you don't understand. See, that's the problem, right? Because guess what I meet? I meet people that have my skin complexion from all around the world, right? And every one of them trying to act like this organic thing is like some sweet sugar, you know, sweet sugar cereal that like candy. They got candy cereal now. Right?
Yeah, I used to live for those.
Yeah. And the thing what I'm saying to you is, if we're talking about truly, look at this. This guy right here, his name is Talk Dude.
That's me.
Right? Asperger and scoliosis.
All that.
And one of the things I tell him, he got something that people envy him for. And he don't really want to acknowledge it. And he probably wondering what I'm talking about. I'm talking about in his actual infrastructure of his desire to truly see within this, he had something that was planted his desire for us. Truly, I care. Truly, I want the message to truly have a life. He don't realize how unique that is from his ability to really relate to people, but he takes the ability to be passive of things he truly, truly desires. And I say, hey, don't get caught up in that bug of being the less fortunate of, imagine if you buy something new, like a new pair of shoes, and you're out running in the woods where there's all kind of insects and blood, sucker bugs and things like that. And if your shoes was white, and you ran for 3 weeks, how dirty are those shoes supposed to be? If your shoes are never dirty, we assume that you never even touched any dirt. You didn't touch anything in the wild. Right?
Right.
So what I'm saying to you is, to be the level that you are, you expect you're supposed to be clean. And it's like, sir, you have resources to have more shoes. That's what I'm saying to you. You have running shoes. So you're not understanding in your experiences, this is giving you a more connection to people, and this is what people would deal with. But you think this is different. This is what people deal with. The more attractive people that is humble and relate to people, you just think that was something that inherited.
it had to be something in them to push that, because there's so many things in life that make them emotionally disabled because of what they look like, and how people assume what they should be. And people that assume are the people you run across the most. People that are trying to change you, you think those are the people that you should be running from. These are people that truly are making this mascot in your life either this miserable thing that you just can't get rid of and is driving you crazy, or is actually the thing that connects you to freeing yourself. Think about that. If you went to the store and you see the clothes, what do the clothes normally have? A mannequin.
Yeah,
and you look at the mannequin, and you freaking out. Like, that's a fake mannequin. What is it doing here? It's in all the stores, dog. You got to look at the spirits you're looking at is not for what you think it is. And you start looking at what you're looking at, you realize your hand has been more success than you realize it has been. But you've been living in this kind of fantasy world of destroying where your happiness have been always been waiting for you to actually appreciate it. Tell my colleague Talk Duty, I have a few words to say right now.
Okay, 16 minutes after the hour here on the program, Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul. Let us know what you think. I mean, let us know how you're pimping yourself. Let us know how you're trying to change your own life. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Listen, the first step is basically just to step out of bed and have the right attitude. You know? I've been doing that a little bit. You know, women especially, it's easier for them to have kind of attitude because they wear heels, you know. Heels give them an attitude, you know. Lately I've been putting basically, like, inserts in my sneakers at the bottom. You know, it gives me a sense of cockiness, of arrogance.
Okay. Hold a second, sir. I'm not even going to dive into what you just said. I'm not going to dive into that because what I'm saying to you is you just said something that people would be offended by. But then at the same time, as they hear what you said, it's kind of like, you know, this is the thing, everyone. See, this is the thing that I'm always trying to be clear about. I just want to make sure that as I'm talking, people understand that I don't want people to forget this, what I want to say. And I want to say this to you so you can have a space to truly express yourself. Is in my design, I'm just making sure that I don't have a heterosexual phobia. And that's what my task is. My task is not to have a heterosexual phobia. And as you talk to me, society, I just want to make sure that we understand that you don't have a heterosexual phobia and the phobias are clear on my behalf. And that's what we need to talk about. What do you think about Talk Dude? Do you ever think about society? Are they ever concerned about the heterosexual phobia and making sure that you're not leaving that abandoned as you're trying to free everybody else? Because truly, if you're being free, you don't have to be, you know, reckoned to even discuss this. But in your position, we must understand as what we're doing, because society wants to do everything. We got to make sure that we are clear to make sure that we're intact. That's the key thing. Like if you're not the problem should be talking about where the solution. Because if the solution is always in place, think about this. Think about how everything is new. People find things on things that. They find things on how to fix it. You know what you can do in new. What can you do with new clothes? How do you fix new clothes? By pinning them on, right?
Yeah.
You fix it by pinning new clothes on, but guess what else? You fix the new clothes again by washing them because now you wore them, right?
Absolutely.
And that's society. Society spends so much time trying to think about this. In your life, guess how many things you deal with? Guess what people are going to say? People are trying to find things that you have an experience and try to make you a hostage to those things. And for you, your thing is you're trying to babysit people's bias and inappropriate behavior and make it seem like it's normal. That's what you do. Stop babysitting those habits. Free the things that you're truly trying to design and don't the things you're truly doing. You're going to relate to people. You're going to make people feel that you truly invested in them. But we say things so, like, in a way people, and you don't commit to that, people feel like you just it's like you're selling them foosball. See what I'm saying? Somebody said, I want real gold, you give them fool's gold. And that's what I'm saying to you is, people spend so many time lying to you. Why do you spend so much time trying to tell people that you're not lying? You should know what the lie, you heard the lie. Now, lies can be different depending on the person who's telling the story. But if you're not lying, why do you spend so much time telling them about a lie? No, you realize how inconvenient that lie has been to people's lives. If you're telling them the truth, that's the change. That's simple. Now, everyone, you've been listening to, can you tell them the show title?
Yeah, the title is Organic Pimpin', Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul. And that right there, that sums up entirely what this whole show is about, what it's all about, what it's always been about.
Tell them, man.
Ask yourself how you can get in on this. We're not trying to sell you anything. We're not trying to...
Back a minute. Back a moment. Think about a kid in a candy store. One thing is a kid in a candy store is you don't want to be sad, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to enjoy it, right? So what we said as you kid in a candy store, all we try to tell you is, you just enjoying the moment, but it's some candy that you don't like and some candy you ain't going to like. Isn't that true? And there's some kids, there's a kid in candy store that said, man, I like all kind of candy, right? But guess what? Regardless of how much candy you like, guess what?
What?
There's always some candy you ain't going to like. Come on now. Think about that. Regardless of how much candy you like, there's always some candy you don't like.
Yeah, this piece of candy. I don't like the kind of candy with almonds. I don't like the hard jellies. I don't like...
Don't terrorize us, please. We see, this guy right here, he's like...
I like to get into it.
I appreciate it because you've been honest. That's true. I'm joking, but I'm saying this in a way that I want you to understand that he's kind of a person that he really should be always successful because he comes across like that. And there's no reason for him to sort of act like... I mean, there's no reason. You come across like a successful person. You got this successness in your appetite. It's like... You know, remember one time we went to this restaurant. I'm not going to say the business.
Good.
We ate the actual, you had to like this little boy. It reminded you of a little tiny brownie. You know the box brownies, little tiny brownies. They sell a lot of brownies in the box, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we asked the waiter, is it pretty big size, right? Yeah, it's pretty big. Man, this thing was like big as a 50-cent piece. And the guy said it was $8 or something. Now, anyone know what a 50-cent piece looked like? Okay, maybe not quite small 50-cent piece, more like a dollar. Probably about the size of a dollar. Probably about the size of a dollar, but imagine a dollar, but three times that size. I mean, thickness, right? So that would be probably about what, close to like an inch thick. So probably about instinct. Imagine looking at a dollar piece, but imagine a dollar piece about almost an inch thick. And somebody charging you $8 or something for that. And guess what? They won't tip for that, too. They tell you that's pretty big. Now,
yeah.
I've been to a lot of places, man. I know people that, buy things like that and desserts, and it's small, and they put a lot of decorating things on there. Now, explain it to a person, sir. Please, do not breathe on my line.
I'm not. I wasn't breathing heavy.
Yes, you are breathing. One point I'm making is, don't mislead people. Okay. I don't care if you're skinny. It's people that are skinny got appetite. And this guy right here got appetite. I just imagine him talking about, hey, why are you eating so much? I've never heard him really say that too much. He would say that if he was hungry. You ate something, he's what you want to eat. He'd be like, oh, man, I'm hungry. But that's the point I'm making, everyone. Okay, talk to you. You got any more to say?
See, honestly, what I've got to say is that I want everyone out there, each and every one of you, to know you can get a hold of this. You can really basically shine. You can pimp yourself. You can basically... push every aspect of your life. Now, there's lots of different ways to pimp yourself, but we try to avoid the cross-contamination part of it, the bad way of pimping yourself.
There's a wrong way to do anything. And with the right steps, you can start accomplishing what you need. You can basically start pushing yourself in the power.
You know, one of the things is, too, is you got to pull from what people truly desire from you. Don't talk to people like they're fragile. Every person not fragile, people truly want some happiness from a good place. And I feel like when you start creating more happy moments, you ever heard people say power is in the tongue, right? So when you start thinking existence, don't talk to people, man, enjoy life. Talk to people just boring-ass conversations. You're not friends anymore. Because, you know, those things never got you through it. Your happy moments have never been traumatized and, you know, insulted to be happy. Think about that. And, you know, you got a short attention span. So why are you going to talk to people with this boring stuff that you don't like? Come on now. People out there, they're just waiting. People just, you know, some people like to hear you talk with your Tourette's, you know, it's almost like a lisp. And with your stuttering thing you do, people listen to that. And you out there so busy trying to, you know, nitpick. And it's like, man, you realize people are not even trying to hear that. People enjoy these things. People like the embarrassing behavior of people that got Tourette's, Asperger's. They like that. One thing they don't like is someone to be embarrassed by it. You know, you're embarrassed by yourself in a way that's not even healthy. It's embarrassing to even say you try to be healthy about it because you're not even healthy with the concept of healthy really means. Healthy on a bigger scale, it's like the improvement of enjoying life. You know, it can mean eating better, but think about improvement of what your health really means. Can that mean that you're not eating well, enjoying life? Like, I mean, the first time, oh, yeah, everyone, I'm not going to forget this. You know I'm not. I like to contribute this moment right now for all the fathers out there that have not been appreciated. And this is from Organic Pimp and Non-Cross-Contaminated. So I'm appreciating those fathers out there, and I appreciate you out there. And these things have to be implemented into our life. One of the things that we have to make sure that we do, because we didn't actually talk about this, you know, one of the things we didn't talk about, as I compliment Father's Day, did we actually do an actual platform by Mother's Day? Did we do that? Do you remember?
No, I don't think we did. I honestly believe we didn't.
So, I mean, how would I not talk about Mother's Day? And then, you know, that's a residual wealth conversation, you know. I'd like to appreciate mothers to all y'all. Just appreciate on this day because even though this day is Father's Day, we can't have Father's Day without have Mother's Day. We can't have Mother's Day without the essence of it. It's like, what's the spirit of the video game, right? The spirit of the video game is to enjoy it, right? It's pit in the
yeah.
place.
Yeah.
As a man, think about all the fantasies of man. As a man, trying to fantasize inside his desire, and that's where you see how these kids come up. You can show tell what some people really enjoy the actual romancing because the kids come out so educated in the spirits of life, right? They really enjoy, right?
Right.
And the fall behind is because people actually enjoy these things. Right? There's a lot of different things. I call this comedian Organic Okay. My co-host is comedian Talk Dude.
One and only.
Say the final words for the end of the actual platform.
Especially basically help your fathers pump themselves today. Make it special.
Fathers, you appreciate for those that are not able to be around, your actual essence has been rewarded through the highlight of the hologram of where you have been printed through others' experience and our action is as a collective team to come together and fully in the actual mystic elements of you're not technically being available. We're available as a unit. Thank you, everyone, all men, all females, all mothers, all young men that are fathers, are parents, are potentially being a father, potentially being a mother. We are appreciating all the elements. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Good night. God bless.